Welcome to Travel People. It's been a while since we've been on here. As you know, Travel People is all about living authentic lives, finding kindred spirits, and fulfilling dreams. And today, I want you to meet a kindred spirit that I met over the holidays, over New Year's Eve weekend. I went and did a collaboration with Visit Sarasota, and I'll put the link to that because I love that area. It is wonderful. There's so many great things to do. And one of my very favorite experiences was meeting Claudia at her pineapple yoga studio.
Claudia Baeza, I'm the studio owner at Pineapple Yoga and Cycling Studio in Sarasota. And in 2016, my husband and I decided to move from Boston permanently to Sarasota, Florida. And it has been the best decision we've ever made. People here in Florida are very, very friendly, and we were very surprised how quickly we got to know what would become our very, very close friends. And at the yoga studio, we have people here, our members, have also become very close friends of ours. So we've had two very positive experiences here in Sarasota, Florida. And the fact that you're always outdoors at coffee shops and getting out there in the community.
And I did it on January 1st. I did a class. We did cycling. We did yoga. It was a beautiful, warm day. Everybody just felt like family, even though, you know, I don't live there. They just kind of embraced me and welcomed me in. So she's going to kind of talk to us about something that I think is very timely. And that is, I think a lot of us have COVID fatigue and, you know, we felt anxious for a very long time. And some of us maybe are feeling a little bit depressed. And so she's going to kind of tell her story and just tell you more about what she does. So, hey, Claudia, if you'll just introduce yourself.
Of course. I'm Claudia Baeza, and I own Pineapple Yoga and Cycling Studio in Sarasota.
And so, tell them, so how did you end up in Sarasota and kind of that story?
So it was a completely unplanned visit to Sarasota. We were visiting Tampa at the time, kind of looking at the West Coast. I was doing some training in Naples, and we started driving south from Tampa, and we drove right past Sarasota, and there was something very special here that landed for me, and I felt very rooted here. I felt very at home. It was a place where people said hello on the street, and I thought, oh my gosh, I could actually see myself living here. And so that's what happened. It was absolutely unplanned, but it was the best decision that we ever made, was to come here to the West Coast.
Yeah. And so what were your winters like when I was there January 1st? What would that have been like if you were back in your previous home?
So our previous home was in New England in the Boston area. And honestly, quite very frankly, we had gotten to the point where the winters were just becoming unbearable. There were long 9 or 10 months of freezing cold weather. And, you know, getting a little bit older, it was just unkind to the body. And for us, we just wanted something with a little more outdoor activities, a little more outdoor lifestyle. And Florida was just the perfect place for us.
I'm absolutely sold. And all I need to do is just find a job and I'm coming your way because I love that area.
Perfect.
Yeah. And like, you know, I'd always kind of done all my vacationing when I was a child, and even with my children, we would go to the Destin area, like in the north, or we go to Disney World, or I've been to Miami, but the Southwest, and the more south I go, the more I'm enjoying that coast. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. So tell them a little bit about what you do at your studio and how did you get into this? How did it help you deal with maybe anxiety and just be more fit?
Mm-hmm. So a couple of things. I decided to pursue more training at a center in New England in the Berkshires called Kripalu. And so I became interested in mental health and yoga and adaptive yoga and therapeutic yoga. And my interest was based on my own personal experience of my challenges since early childhood. I had a very hard time with mental health challenges, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and pretty severe, until I came to a point where I ended up in the hospital. And someone, a friend, introduced me to yoga, and yoga was just the thing that the doctor ordered for me, quite frankly. It was a holistic approach, an integrative approach to health, where you could feel in your body, you could feel your emotions in your body, you could move slowly at your own pace, you show up just as you are with no judgment. And I had never had a place like this that offered itself so welcoming to my health and mental health and physical health, this holistic thing that I was looking for. Yoga was the thing for me. So when I arrived to Sarasota and the studio took shape, it was always my intention to be a part of the community here and become a place where people could feel comfortable coming just as they are, with or without mental health issues. And so the studio started out as all other studios, a yoga studio. It evolved into a studio and a nonprofit and a cycling studio. That's where we are now. And it was one piece led to another piece. When we arrived here, we started doing yoga at juvenile detention centers. We started yoga for recovery, yoga for the traumatic brain injury community, yoga for Parkinson's, yoga for anxiety and depression, yoga for veterans. And that laid the foundation for what we do here at the studio, and it really creates an atmosphere of welcome, of non-judgment, of it's a place where you can heal your traumas, your life. And I think that it's timely that, and we're blessed, beyond blessed, that we're in Florida and we have an outdoor studio. Who knew that the outdoor studio would save me, save my studio, and save others? I had no idea, because when this whole thing hit last year, I was impacted and shocked, not knowing whether my studio would survive. I didn't know what this looked like. All I felt was panic and distress and just worry about how this would evolve. And it actually has turned out okay, different. I think we had to adapt to an outdoor environment. We are very lucky to have a very large outdoor patio, which has become our outdoor studio. And we slowly implemented COVID strategies in the studio, for cleaning, for maintaining protocols of mask use. We just ask that people arrive with a mask, but they can take them off outside. So all of those things gave people confidence and trust that we were doing everything we could to make everyone safe and to offer something that would help them during this really tough time. That's in a nutshell what has happened.
Well, and that was a big reason why I wanted to get to Florida this fall, last summer even, because here it's warm in the summer, and you could do some things socially distancing. But by the time winter hit, you know, we can't do that here. There are no patios that you can sit on. And so I was so ready to just go to some warm weather. And, you know, I felt everywhere I ate outside. Your studio, you know, we were spread out. I felt safe everywhere I went. And I really think for me, you know, I grew up, the first trips I ever did were to Florida. And then later in life, I taught abroad and really love Europe, love Morocco where I lived and loved traveling like that. But this has really turned my attention back home, and I've really mm-hmm. enjoyed Florida. I've been, since COVID started, I guess I went last summer and did a piece on Anna Maria Island, and then I did mm-hmm. you know, Sarasota, and then I'm going just in a few weeks to do another piece on Captiva Island. So, but yeah, it's sometimes, you know, I think a lot of people are rediscovering road trips again. They're rediscovering their own country because there is a lot here. But the weather there mm. in the wintertime, I see why the snowbirds, I get it now. So
we're so lucky. We're really, really blessed. Today, it's absolutely no humidity. It's sunny and breezy. It just could not be more beautiful. And everyone, there's a lot of travelers this week here in Sarasota because it's spring break. And they come from all over, New England, New York, Michigan, Ohio, you know, the Northeast or the corridor, or the East corridor. And they all say the same thing. Things are really rough at home, that they needed to get out of there. They needed to be outdoors to get some sunshine and to psychologically feel a little more free. Cause it's heavy. I mean, we're in March and in Boston, we still have another full month of cold, at least through April. Sometimes the first week in May is pretty cold. So it's long. It's a long winter.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Well, so what, and another thing that has come out of this too is, you know, there are a lot of people who, because they've been shut in and they've been at home, and a lot of people, their work has, you know, closed or whatever, they're working from home. And I know I've heard a lot of people say they're really, I think, looking at their lives, the quality of their lives. I think I've talked to some people in Florida, and I think there are a lot of people that are moving south because yeah. they just, I think this has made us realize maybe what's important and what we want our life to look like. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, some people are being forced to maybe make changes they didn't want to, but I think some people are going to choose not just to travel more, but I think some people will actually choose to relocate wherever it might be as a yeah. result of this. So, and that's something I always like to ask people, a lot of people that listen to this are wanting to relocate possibly. So how would you tell somebody to even begin that process of moving from one state to another, or even, you know, one country to another? But
so I can use myself as an example of one example. We ended up moving to the east coast of Florida, to Fort Lauderdale. For me personally, it was not a good fit. I'm a more quiet person. I like friendly interactions, and that wasn't the case there. It's very busy, very quick, very fast. That's just the way it is. It's very kind of that Miami Eastern kind of energy. The energy on the West Coast, for me personally, when I came to the West Coast, I had an aha moment. It was like it hit me so hard that, oh my gosh, what I understood to be Florida was only Fort Lauderdale, Miami. That was my understanding. This could not be more different. So that's one thing that I just want to share with people, that if that doesn't work for you, look west, because that was what happened to me. And once you get here, in Sarasota in particular, you land and then you start looking around. So that's what we did. We landed, we found a small rental property, and we just started looking at the various neighborhoods. What was most attractive for us is the small size of the city. The fact that you could walk everywhere, including over the bridge into St. Armand's and Toledo Beach. I mean, literally, you could walk there in a half an hour. And it was very livable. The quality of life was just so far superior. And the lifestyle was what we were looking for. Do we have the giant malls around here? No. Do we have that sort of busy, busy lifestyle? No. But we do have a very nice, you know, mall about 25 minutes north. But it's one thing for the other in some ways. For us, this was exactly what we were looking for. A smaller city center, lots of restaurants, lots of coffee shops, lots of conversation, lots of friendly people, and a huge outdoor culture, which is what we were looking for. Outdoor yoga, there's yoga all over the city. There's cycling, there's swimming, kayaking. It was just so perfect. And I encourage you to land here and just to start looking at the various places that would make you feel at home. For us, it's right here, close to City Center. That's where we're located, where the studio is located. That was a good fit for us. But there's also beautiful little neighborhoods all around the city that you could venture out into. And there's so much to learn here. It's just beautiful.
It really is. My sister and brother-in-law, that's where they spent their honeymoon. And they've been telling me forever, you know, you've got to get to Sarasota. You're going to love it. And I can't believe it took me this long to get there because I definitely do love it. But so were you like on a vacation and when you were driving south from Tampa, or were you actively looking to move there?
We weren't looking at all. It was a freak accident. It was such a lucky, lucky day for us because I was actually training, doing some yoga training in Naples. And we took some extra days off and we just said, I had never been to the West Coast. Literally, I didn't know the West Coast existed. And I thought, Fort Lauderdale's Florida. I honestly thought all of Florida was just like that.
Yeah.
This couldn't be more different. And when we started, you know, we landed here literally by mistake because we just drove south and went right through Sarasota. And I looked around and I said, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. Why don't we spend another night or two here? And that's what we did. And then we started, you know, the conversation, well, what do you think living here would be like? And I couldn't have been more happy about that conversation. It was just exactly what I wanted.
I think it's so great. You know, I think a lot of people have the mindset of, well, one day when I retire, maybe. But I'm a big believer in, you know, we don't know how much time we're going to have, and life is short. And if you feel, you know, at home somewhere, there might be a reason for that. And that brings me to another thing we've talked about, and that is, I think another connection we had is that when I was living in Morocco, I often would go to Spain, and I loved both of those places. And it just so happens that you have a connection there as well, so you might tell them that.
Sure. So my connection to Spain is that my family originated from Spain, as well as other countries. And as well as in southern Spain, my family originated from Morocco. They came into Spain from Morocco. So I have an affinity to Morocco, and I've traveled there as well. And I felt strangely at home there, just like you did. It was almost like I had lived there before. And the same thing happened to me in Spain. And that's what I wanted to bring to the studio here, was that sense of welcome, because that's what you feel in Spain, or that's what I felt when I traveled there, and that's what I felt in Morocco. I felt such a welcoming spirit, and I really, really wanted to have that spirit here at the studio. So yeah, it's this connection that, you know, from my name, people can figure out I'm Latin American, and eventually my family emigrated to Santiago, Chile, which is where I was born. But my roots originated in Spain, in the town of Baeza, which is my last name, and in Europe. So that's our connection and our love. I love that culture, and I am that culture. So I show up that way.
Yeah, and that, you know, that I guess the first time I learned just that way of life was in Italy. I taught in Italy one summer, English there. And one of my adults that were taking an English class. And I remember one of them, Antonio, he was telling all the, you know, U.S. teachers, he was just so full of joy and relaxed and fun. And he was actually a dance instructor. And at one point, you know, he was just saying, you know, the difference is that, you know, you guys live to work. We work to live. You know, the life is about so much more than just, you know, working all the time or your career. And of course, if you work at something you love, I know sometimes that doesn't seem like work, but it was just a different, we would sit at the table and, you know, same thing when I go see my friends in Spain, same thing in Morocco, you would sit at a table literally for hours, just talking. Nobody was in a rush. It was, everything was just a slower pace.
I agree. Yeah. It's so different. Mm-hmm.
And I could feel that in Sarasota because I grew up, you know, with spring break days, we would go to Fort Lauderdale and it was anything but laid back, you know. And of course, I like Miami a lot because I love salsa dancing and the culture, but it would be a very fast paced place to live.
Very fast. And I have to say that Sarasota is not just old people. It's every age group is moving here now more than ever because of COVID. Because of COVID, people of all ages are moving here. It's a very diverse age group. And for that reason, the stereotype of, you know, the older generations moving to the west coast of Florida, that doesn't really apply anymore. The coffee shops are filled with all kinds of ages and groups and children, you know, there's young families. It's really nice. And I have seen this change in just the past 6 years here. It's so nice.
Yeah. And, you know, I was staying downtown because I was doing kind of a featuring a lot of the cultural, you know, offerings, mm-hmm. which hopefully as people get vaccinated, they'll start opening back up more. But I was able to take a bike from the hotel to your studio, rode through a beautiful neighborhood, quiet as could be, and then went and ate at a really, you know, good place downtown. And like you said, everybody's sitting outside, they're having brunch, they're having, you know, coffee or drinks or whatever, just relaxed and laid back, and it was beautiful.
I agree. And I welcome everyone to visit us. It's just, the more the merrier. It makes me so happy to have people here, to have them be happy and to have them relax. It's so nice. Really is.
One more thing I'm going to ask you. So I think I saw, I loved the Ringling. I just fell in love with that place and that beautiful home and just the story of that couple that built it. But you do yoga there as well, right?
I do. Yes. So one of the things that, the Ringling does is that they try to bring in some activities that are outdoors. One of the activities that they chose was yoga, and they asked me to bring my specialty, which is Kripalu yoga, which is more of a moving meditation. So I bring in the history of yoga, the philosophy of yoga. We move gently. It's not a fast-paced practice, and we're doing it all in the museum grounds in the loggia, which is a covered area facing the internal gardens of the museum. I can't even begin to explain how breathtaking this place is, filled with statues everywhere, beautiful gardens. And the floors are marble and they're cool. I mean, it's just, I'm not doing it service the way I'm explaining it, but it is absolutely stunning. And we do it once a month. I bring this activity to the studio, to the museum once a month. And it is just one of my favorite days of the month, honestly. And it's sold out every month. Every month it sells out.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, when I went there, you know, I'd seen some things online, but when you walk into that huge courtyard and all those statues, I felt like I definitely felt like I was in Italy. It's like I'm not in the U.S. right now. I mean, amazing place.
It's those things that you come to Sarasota and it's another like, oh my gosh, this is in Sarasota.
I know. Who knew? I mean, really, I even came home and I watched that movie, The Greatest Show on Earth, because it was filmed there and it was about the Ringling Circus. And, you know, when I was a little kid, I loved it. And I just thought, okay, now that I really have this obsession with that whole family, you know, I want to see more, but such a beautiful mm-hmm. place. Just real quick, if somebody were to come just to visit, what would be some places, other places you would say, you know, good places to eat or things to do that might be kind of off the beaten path?
Okay, so a definite go-to place is called Selby Gardens. It's an outdoor botanical garden on the water. It's about a half mile south of us. That's a definite go-to. The Ringling Museum, of course, you can walk the grounds or you can go to the Katazan or you could go to the museum there. You can also walk all around town, go over the bridge, do a walk over the bridge and go to St. Armand's and visit all of the cute boutiques there, hang out there, go to the beach. In terms of restaurants, one of our favorite, which is not located right downtown, is called Napoli. Napoli is delicious. Always get a reservation, though, especially during season. Another one would be Classico. Epicure Cafe is really good. And Selva is super good. Super good. All of them are right on Main Street. Super easy, walkable. There's street parking. It's really, really pleasant, and they all have outdoor dining.
So as we finish up, so people can actually take yoga classes with you online, right?
Yes. So for those people that are still cautious, and I totally respect that, all you need to do is give us a call or email us and tell us which class you would like to do online. What we do is we prepare the studio here, which is our outdoor studio right now. We bring a computer out and we Zoom the class to you. So you can enjoy it in the midst of other company, in a group environment, but you're doing it in your own home. And we send you a link by email that you just click on and it'll bring you right into the class.
And one last thing, when I saw all the groups that you help, you know, that you mentioned, another thing that I was impressed with that you have on your website is that, you know, the caretakers of these people are, the partners, whatever, are very much encouraged to come. Because I think sometimes we forget, you know, how difficult that can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caregivers for us are as important as anyone that is dealing with a situation like Parkinson's or mental health or a traumatic brain injury, because we know from our study of this kind of yoga that the caretakers sometimes are equally affected or more by what they need to do to care for someone or to be part of a household group that is sustaining this. So yes, for us, the caregivers are just as important, and they're always welcome in any of our classes. Absolutely.
Well, Claudia, I cannot wait until I can get back. And we're hoping that one day when all this settles down, we just may take off and go to Morocco and take some people with us.
I am right there with you. I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, she'll do the yoga, and I'll teach some travel writing skills, and we'll just have a lot of fun. So
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's only a matter of time.
Right. It's coming. It'll come sooner hopefully than later. Well, thank you exactly. So much. I so appreciate you being here.
Thank you,
so
Cindy.
So glad I met you.
Back at you. I feel very blessed to speak to you again, and I hope I see you in person.
I feel the same way about you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Come run out.